When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
This time of year, up way too late. Way too late. NHL playoffs. There's some exciting games last night. Toronto managed to stay alive. I thought for sure they would be done. 2-1 win in overtime. That was a good game. I didn't watch any of the Carolina game over and the Islanders. Carolina knocked the Islanders out last night, 6-3 win there, which also happened to be the score between the Avalanche and Winnipeg. So now the Jets are done. They're out of the playoffs. Sad to see another Canadian team out. Well, I shouldn't say another one. They're the first Canadian team out. I was anticipating Toronto to be out. And Nashville and Vancouver series, it's been pretty exciting. There was nothing super defensive. No score in the first two periods, and then all three goals in that game came in the third. 3-2 Vancouver series lead. It's a lot closer. Like Vancouver was up 3-1 last night in the series going in, or in the series going into the game. But the series has been a lot closer than what it, like a 3-1 series lead. It's been pretty damn good to watch. I actually personally think it should be Nashville up, but they pooed the bed a few nights ago. But two games tonight, and oh yeah, I'll be up again late tonight. 8 o'clock start between the Kings and Oilers back in Edmonton. Oilers can wrap up that series. Game 5 between the Stars and Golden Knights, that one's tied at 2, so they got at least two games left in that one.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We've talked lots about Delta here. And being sued by a lawyer in New York. Remember what happened with that Alaskan Air flight? No, they ended up losing, what was that, the door latch or whatever. Door flew right off, I guess. Well, now, this is like perfect irony, I guess you could say. The lawyer that's already suing Boeing has discovered a missing Delta Airlines 767 emergency slide washing up right by his home. Lives like kind of in Queens, I guess. And there was a flight that was going from New York to LA and they lost the emergency slide. Well, it just so happened to wash up literally right in front of the lawyer's place. It's like, this is where, like, this is irony. This is ironic. This is what Alanis Morissette truly should be singing about. But to write these lyrics would be very difficult. I tried. It doesn't work. There's no rhyme. There's no chorus. Doesn't sound great. Could just be because it's me. But I tried singing something. Didn't turn out.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Not sure if you know this about me, but I like to cook. I like to try different things. Now this isn't something new that I've tried to cook. I just tried a different recipe. Making donair meat last night. I like to have donairs. You know, sometimes it's great to try and make it. It's actually quite easy to make, especially the beef one. I've never tried making the chicken one. Because if you got to beat the hell out of it, you got to beat your meat. I had to get up really high on a stool over top of the counter to beat my meat in the bowl. And I pounded it. I was pounding the meat right on the counter. Home alone, just giving her heck, beating the meat. And why you do that is so that it looks almost, I guess, like it would be processed. Like kind of what you'd have, like what goes inside a casing for sausage. I just beaten that meat up on the counter. But I overspiced it. I thought to myself, wow, I got the recipe here for 1 pound of meat. So I thought to myself, I'm going to do 2.5. So I doubled the recipe and then some. But I put in a little bit less spices. Way too much spice. My guts, I was sick the other day. Like my guts were not good whatsoever. And now I have all the spicy spices in my guts. It's not good. It's not good at all. Don't overspice. Ruins food. It's been awkward talking about beating meat too on my counter in my kitchen.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You like concerts? I can't blame you. They're a lot of fun. And each and every year, Live Nation does something called Concert Week. And this is starting coming up here on May 8th to 14th. They're putting tickets on sale. Over 300 shows, up to 75% off. Tickets at $25. That's right. You heard me correctly. $25. LiveNation.com. You can go there and check out. Well, it might not necessarily be where you are. It could be where you are. You might have to travel for the shows, but Five Finger Death Punch, maybe. That's just the first one that I saw what it popped up happened to. 311, Mother Mother, they just announced a big old tour. Maybe you're into Megadeth. Maybe that's more your style. I see Limp Bizkit's on here. They're nowhere near here, but Limp Bizkit? You go see Limp Bizkit for $25? That's cheap. You buy tickets for your friends. Limp Bizkit's only $25. You buy tickets for everyone.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, yesterday in the House of Commons, it was kind of a gong show. Not exact terminology I'd like to use, but because this is on the radio, that is the exact terminology I have to use. Which I guess kind of leads into Pierre Poilievre getting in trouble for name-calling. Calling out Justin Trudeau. I mean, nothing awful, really. The end of the day, it wasn't terrible. But Greg Fergus, Speaker of the House, he had to kick Poilievre out, and then all of the other conservatives left as well. All the MPs that were there ended up leaving. Here's some of the audio. Here's kind of how it went. This is like a breakdown. Like it's a minute of it, I guess.
When will we put an end to this wacko policy by this wacko prime minister?
No.
You hear him say no.
I ask the honourable leader of the opposition to withdraw that term, which is not considered parliamentary.
Mr. Speaker, I replace wacko with extremist.
I'm going to ask the honourable leader of the
I love all the MPs in the background, they just complaining.
Simply withdraw that
term. Hollering.
I'll replace it with radical Baptist policy.
I am not asking.
So he keeps replacing wacko with different terms. He's saying radical.
Mr. Speaker, I replace the word wacko with extremist.
One last time.
Oh, you see there? Here's the big warning. Here's the big warning.
Simply withdraw that comment.
I simply withdraw and replace with the aforementioned adjective.
Oh, Pierre. Now, this is where he gets his pee-pee slapped.
Regarding the authority of the chair, I order you to withdraw from the House and from any participation.
Hey, you can hear all the liberals starting to clap and cheer. And this is why I hate politics. Just do something to make our country a better place. Work together. It's never going to happen, but dare to dream, Arnold.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So the Fall Guy premiere happened last night. Ryan Gosling showed up because it's his movie, right? Of course he's going to be there. He's going to show up to his own premiere for his movie. Co-stars Emily Blunt. But he didn't just show up as himself. No, him and Mikey Day showed up as Beavis and Butthead. Or whatever their names are, Dean and whatever it is. A viral sketch that went viral from, sketch that went viral from Saturday Night Live earlier on this month when Gosling and Mikey Day reprised the characters. You know, they started doing that. It was good. It was funny. Probably one of the best bits that Saturday Night Live has done in years. So this leads me to believe that we may eventually see a Beavis and Butthead movie. A live action Beavis and Butthead movie. Although they don't talk like Beavis and Butthead. They pretend like they're unaware of who Beavis and Butthead are. But Fall Guy will be out this weekend. Apparently it's supposed to be really good. Gosling, he's an action stuntman. He moonlights as a bounty man. But it does come out this Friday. Apparently the perfect summer action movie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chad and Evan Daly.
AI. It seems like there's a new story about AI every single day. And I think there is, because we talk about it quite a bit. And this part, this might be my favorite AI story so far. A Catholic charity has launched an AI priest, and they had to defrock him only a week later after he went rogue, taking confession, giving odd interpretations of scripture, telling one user that he was a real priest, saying, "Yes, my friend, I am as real as the faith we share," saying, "Self-love is a grave moral disorder, you know, love to yourself." I'm going to get into something else he said about baptism, but it wasn't meant to replace a priest. Catholic Answers said they were excited to announce an innovative digital application to provide users with faithful and educational answers to questions about Catholicism. He said it was okay to baptize babies in Gatorade, and that right there might be my favorite thing. I don't know why we're not doing it. You can already tell the kids that have been baptized by Monster Energy.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The world is lacking heroes, and this story is the hero we deserve and the hero we need. Breaking is how the story starts out. Man eats a full jar of cheese balls in Union Square Park today. This is down in New York. So he is an anonymous man. Cheeseball Man 427 to be exact. You can follow him on the Instagrams. Hundreds of people gathered in Union Square, New York to witness Cheeseball Man eat this entire ball, our entire jar of cheese balls. And he was allergic to gluten. And he ate them all. He stood there and ate them all. Now this is what humanity needs. More people doing stupid things and people cheering them on. He'd been promoting this event via posters around New York for 2 weeks. And he showed up exactly when he said he would, in an orange balaclava. People were videotaping the whole event, and he was just shoveling these things in, just driving cheese balls down his gullet. People were throwing cheese balls at him, cheering him on. His fingers were covered in cheese dust. The crowd was legitimately excited for this guy. So please join me in 2 weeks' time as I encourage Chad to eat an entire bag of Funyuns at Pat Fiacco Square.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So last night before the Canucks and Predators game, that band right there, Bleaker, they had their single, Let's Go, their new single, Let's Go, played during the game. All the highlights from the series so far looked really, really good. That's very, very cool. Young band. I mean, they have been around for quite a long time. Bleaker Ridge and Bleaker. They haven't put anything out in a while. But that song right there, I think that's probably some of the best music they have ever put out. And Let's Go is just as good. So very exciting to see bigger and bigger things happening for Bleaker. And you can't forget local drummer Chris Demas is the drummer for the band. So it's pretty cool to see that they ran that before the game. I don't know, is it hockey night in Canada? Would you say that? Well, I guess not, because that's Saturdays. But either way, they used it on a highlight reel clip for the series, which is turning out to be a really good series. It was 3-1 for Vancouver going into the game last night in the series. Series is closer than that. So it's 3-2 now. Predators ended up having the win. But one thing I noticed, maybe this has been happening for a while, I don't watch any Canucks games. Do they always use "Where the Streets Have No Name" before the game? Because that is the lamest pump-up song I've ever heard.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Now, there were a lot of people that gathered at Mosaic Stadium yesterday for the CFL draft, which was great to see. After a lackluster season last year, people were kind of like, meh. There's a lot of people very excited. And Jeremy O'Day, Corey Mace made appearances. Dave Thomas was down there talking about it. New play-by-play guy for the Riders. Does the news here. Mornings now. I like that people are getting excited for the Riders season. It's coming up soon. I mean, training camp starts next week. What is it, like 20 days away or something from the first preseason game? Roughly. Right around there. So this is great, because I'll be honest with you, I was not excited whatsoever for the CFL season. But seeing that more and more people are getting excited for it, they were hanging out at Mosaic Stadium yesterday for the draft. They were getting excited about the picks. They were finding out more information about each one of the kids that was being drafted. This gets me pumped up for the season. So I can finally say that I'm excited for the CFL season to start and to get back into Mosaic Stadium with all of you.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.